Simon Rood was a soldier in the South African Army and gives military training to his rangers. He says they have never lost a rhino to poaching. This, he says, is because his rangers patrol 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and live and sleep in the bush.
24/7, they've got to live in the bush. 24/7, their guys patrolling. Obviously, the guys are moving around. You've only got so many people on the ground, but you've got area coverage. They're moving from area to area.
Kali Bota manages a lodge that had 6 rhinos. Recently, he found one dead with its horns cut off. He had owned the rhino for 12 years.
I feed it every day. It's part of the family.
Replacing a rhino costs about $28,000. But Kali Bota says armed protection also costs a lot, and he worries about his own safety. So he may stop breeding rhinos. But others are willing to pay. Stephen Leonard owns an eco lodge for nature travelers. He started using the security service after an incident at the beginning of the year. He did not lose any rhinos, but decided to increase security. Karen Trendler works at South Africa's only rhino orphanage. She says increasing security is important, but like Simon Rood, she thinks there should be a law to establish rules for training.
If the security companies are not well trained, there's always the risk of corruption.
She says a long-term solution will come through education and law enforcement. She says Yemen is an example of a country that has stopped buying rhino horn.
The rhino horn was used as a handle for ceremonial daggers, and there was a huge demand for rhino horn. And through a very, very well-coordinated and aggressive awareness project linked with good law enforcement, that demand has been reduced completely.
Poaching of endangered animals in Africa is growing. You can find a series of stories about poaching at voanews.com.